Previously on Chastity.
Oh, she's gorgeous. What's a girl that beautiful doing at this third-rate university?
Those deep hazel eyes and curly brown hair. Yes, he might do quite nicely as one of my first test subjects.
My major is exobiology. It's the study of extraterrestrial life.
Oh, Sulliker.
Chapter 1, Episode 4.
Well, glad I got that out of the way. So, do you still want to visit the football field? Cherry?
Yes, we can still do that.
So, what made you decide to come to ETU?
The pictures looked nice.
The pictures? Oh, like on the campus website? Well, I suppose this place doesn't look too bad. But still, you had to have had more reason to come all the way here from Newfoundland other than just a few trees, right?
No, it just looked nice.
Oh, well, okay, I guess. Anyway, we're almost to the football field. Guess we can see if any of the teams are out practicing.
This is bad. This is really, really bad. Just my fortune. The very first Earthling I spent any amount of time with, and he is an expert in studying extraterrestrial life. I need to get out of here as soon as possible, if he figures out who I really am.
Well, here's the field, but looks like nobody's around. Well, at least you know where it is now, if you ever want to stop by in the future. So, where to next?
I do not have a preference. I will let you decide.
Okay. I suppose we could head over to the lecture halls next. That way you won't get lost tomorrow heading to your first classes. Sound good?
Mm-hmm. What should I do? Should I just make a run for it? Wait for him to get ahead of me and duck away and hide? No, that would not work. From my studies involving Earthling behavior, doing such a thing would be classified as inconsiderate. He would no doubt seek me out later, asking for an explanation for my behavior. Or spread word regarding my rudeness to the rest of the campus and bring more attention on me, so running away is not an option. But I cannot stay with him much longer. It is entirely too dangerous.
So, what other movies do you like? Just musicals, or do you like any other old movies? Personally, I love a lot of the comedies of the 60s. Breakfast at Tiffany's and Doctor Strangelove. Oh, and the Pink Panther movies, of course. Have you seen any of those?
Oh, yes, I just... I have seen those particular films, yes. They are all very humorous.
Great. Any other movies from that era that you like? I'm always looking to check out classics I haven't seen yet. Would love your recommendations.
No, none, really. They are all entertaining, I suppose. I know. I will tell him that I am feeling ill. After all, fabrications involving illness worked earlier with Anita to get rid of my potential roommate. And from what I have studied of Earthling behavior, they are usually reluctant to ask for more details regarding medical matters. Yes, that is the correct course of action. I will lie and tell Alexandra that I am experiencing stomach pains that have left me unable to continue our campus tour. Just a moment, Alexandra. I wanted to tell you that...
What's that? Hold on, Ron's texting me. No way. No freaking way. Sorry, Cherry. Change of plans. We can visit the lecture halls later. Right now, we have to get to the main quad, like, right now.
What? What is happening at
the... No time. Come on. We need to hurry or we'll miss it. I'll explain when we get there.
Yes, but... My goodness. Where is he going in such a hurry? This would be the perfect opportunity to slip away, but... I must admit, I am a little curious about what has this Earthling so excited. he is quite adorable like this. Oh, this is so foolish, but I suppose I will follow him for now. I can tell Alexandria of my fake illness after I have discovered the cause of his enthusiasm. Where did he go? The Earthling may not have much muscle, but he can certainly run like a Vanuvian claw beast. There he is, standing with a large crowd gathering by that stage.
Jerry! Hey, over here! There you are. He's almost ready to come out.
Who is it that is coming, Alexandre?
It's...
All right, what a great speech from Professor Newton. You can definitely see how she got to be the head of our political science department, right? Oh, now, up next we have, well, a fairly unique member of our campus here at Edward Teller University. University. I'm sure some of you have seen some of his appearances on such cable shows as Aliens Among Us and Ancient Visitors. He is the head of the only official exobiology department in the entire country, located right here at ETU. And today, he has prepared a few words for all of our new students. Without further ado, let me welcome to the stage, Dr. Edward Feinstein!
Wow, seriously? They're actually letting that crackpot out on stage?
Yeah, I heard that weirdo barely comes out from under his lab in the Welsh Science Building. Maybe he's hoping to spot some invaders from Venus in the freshman class.
Hey, don't listen to them, Cherry. Dr. Feinstein is an absolute genius. Just because they don't understand his... Oh, he's about to start.
Good morning, students. Today is a very momentous day for you all. It marks the first step in a great journey, one that will take you from the innocence of childhood into a much larger world. No doubt you are filled with many emotions right now. Fear, anxiety, excitement.
So, this is the head of the alien researchers here on Earth. Odd. He doesn't look very intimidating. An older earthling male with graying hair jutting out at all angles, a pair of spectacles precariously perched at the end of his nose. His dated clothing appears as if he slept in it the previous night. From what the other people in the crowd are saying, it does not appear as if earthlings believe in this man and his theories on alien life. No, it seems the earthlings in the crowd see him as an object of mockery. Well, except for Alexandria, of course. My goodness, he is staring at the professor as if he was some sort of earthling deity. I suppose I really do need to stick to my plan and find an excuse to end this tour. I will at least wait until the professor's speech is over before taking my leave of Alexandria.
Now, before I finish here today, I want to leave you with one thought. There are many mysteries in this world. Gaps in our knowledge of this universe that have yet to be explained. But with the hard work of the young minds here today, I have little doubt that those gaps will eventually be filled. We will know the truth of everything, of our place in this galaxy, and the unexplained phenomena that currently lie beyond the scope of our understanding. So always remember, never lose sight of your goals. Do not let those who would doubt you, who would mock you for your beliefs, do not let them blind you to the truths that are right in front of you. Thank you. And I wish you all the best of luck here at Edward Teller University.
Wow, that was just amazing! Wasn't that a great speech, Cherry?
Yes, it was a good speech. Anyway, Alexandre, earlier I was saying
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I really want to catch Dr. Feinstein and congratulate him on his speech before he heads back to the lab. It should only take me a minute, if you, don't mind waiting.
But I...
I know, I hate to do this in the middle of our tour, but he so rarely comes out like this. I promise I'll make it as short as possible. Hey, there's a bench just over there. You mind having a seat for just a minute? Promise I'll be back. Did you want to come with me? The professor can be a bit odd sometimes, but I'm sure he'd love to meet you.
No, that is not necessary. I will sit on the bench and wait for you to return.
Great, I really appreciate this. Promise, I'll be back in just a minute.
What am I doing? Why did I not tell him that I wish for the tour to end? There is just something about the look in that earthling's eyes. The way he smiles and that awkward demeanor of his when he's around me, it's just so cute. Regardless, I cannot keep this up. I will allow him to have his moment with the alien researcher before breaking the news that I wish for our time together to come to its conclusion. Hopefully my abrupt departure does not seem too suspicious. After all, I am certain that he has little reason to suspect that there is an actual alien on campus.
Professor Feinstein! Wait, just a second!
Alex, my boy, I'd hoped that I would see you here today. Would you be able to accompany me to the lab for just a moment?
What? Oh, sorry, Professor. But I'm in the middle of giving a tour to one of the new freshmen. I just wanted to catch you, though, and say how great that speech of yours was.
Ah, you flatter me, my boy. Truth is, the speech was garbage. A delirious mess of cliches and platitudes that I scribbled out in less than an hour, and that I fully intend to burn once I return to the lab. Normally, I'm loath to participate in such pointless ceremony, but the dean insisted that I make an appearance today. And it does pay for my research, after all. Speaking of which, I noticed some interesting readings earlier today, before this honors appointment pulled me away from my research. I would greatly appreciate it if you would come back to the lab for a moment and give me your thoughts.
My thoughts? You want to know my thoughts? Well, Professor, I'm flattered, but I really need to get back to—
Yes, I know, you're eager, young freshman. I give you my word that I will keep you for no longer than absolutely necessary.
Okay. I guess I can come for a minute or so. Let me just send a quick text and let Cherry know. Oh, crap, I didn't get her number. Well, hopefully she doesn't mind waiting a little bit longer. We should get going, Professor, so Cherry doesn't get too impatient with me.
Cherry, would this be the name of the freshman in your charge, my boy?
Yeah, she's a very interesting woman.
Oh, do I perhaps detect the first signs of young love blossoming?
I doubt it. I don't know, Professor. At first, we really seemed to hit it off. She likes old movies like me, and I really felt like we might be connecting for a second there. But then, all of a sudden, it was like somebody flipped a switch, and she completely shut down on me.
Ah, women. Sometimes, my boy, the etheric sex can seem almost as mysterious as the visitors that I've spent my life trying to track. But do not lose hope. I am certain you will find the right person eventually. Ah, here we are. Come inside the lab, and I can show you. What? Oh my word! Could it be? Is it finally happening?
Professor, what is this? What's going on?
Quickly, my boy! No time to talk! I need you to run over and check the readings on the quantum particle detector! Hurry! Hurry!
Okay, I'm going! Professor, this... I've never seen readings like this before! This is 10 times the normal amount! No, this can't be right. Could the machine be miscalibrated?
Absolutely not! I inspect that machine on a daily basis, and the data I'm seeing here on the positronic impulse matrix lines up entirely with what you are observing. My word, we haven't seen anything like this since the 1999 Feldenheim incident. Alex, my boy, this is it! This is what we've been waiting for!
What does it mean, Professor? All these readings and the alarms, what does it all mean?
Have you been paying no attention to what I've been teaching you for this past year? All of this is incontrovertible proof that somewhere within the last few hours, an alien visitor has arrived.
Arrived? On this planet?
Not just on this planet, my boy. Data like this indicates that the arrival occurred somewhere within a 15-mile radius of this very building. If my calculations are correct, the residual quantum particles we're detecting indicate that they've only moved closer since their arrival.
But that means...
Yes, Alex. Unless I miss my guess, at this moment, there is an alien visitor right here on the ETO campus!
Next time on Chastity, Chapter 2, Alien Secrets.